Okay guys, Mark here, co-host of News Photo with Rick. He's asked me to do this unboxing because I've recently purchased these triggers and he wants to show his subscribers the difference between the newer V5s and the older V4s. So I've got two packs here, bought them from Gadget Infinity in Hong Kong. Cost me around 85 English pounds sterling, which is about 119 US dollars. I've got two packs to come in duos, so as the transceivers, you get two in each, and either of them can be a transmitter or a receiver. As you can see, I've got two packs, so we'll just unbox one of them. Now these are a direct replacement for the V4s. They're not compatible with the V4s because these work on 2.4 gigahertz radio frequency, whereas the V4s were on the 433 megahertz. So what we get is dances when light dances too. It's not a bad little handy little book on lighting and flash photography. And we've got the user manual. Packaging's quite nice. It survived at regular airmail, so it's fine. Foam packaging. And you've got the two units themselves. That's the transceivers. Little bag of accessories. Because these are designed to work as a pair, the cables that you get, you only get one of each. So you get 3.5 millimeter, it's a 3.5 millimeter sync cable, 3.5 to a PC sync. You also get a 3.5 millimeter to 6.5 millimeter adapter. That's for things like studio lights that usually have the larger connector. You should plug it in like that. You also get batteries, which is very nice to see, which you can use them straight away. Both of these units take AAA batteries, whereas the older V4s would take AAAs and CR2s, I think they are. I will be using them eventually, but should replace them with rechargeable batteries because I've read reports on the internet that these actually do chew through battery life. So we'll take them out of the box. Nothing else in the box. So there's the units themselves. And if you just quickly compare that to the V4, and that's the receiver of the V4. The V4 was a receiver and a transmitter, so you needed one of each, whereas these you can use either to be a transmitter or a receiver. Just quickly go down the unit. It does come with, they both come with little stands, which are quite good because once the light is on there, it's quite stable. They're a bit, plastic's a bit thin, but that's perfectly fine. Not likely to break them that easily. So we'll just go around the unit. Okay, we've got on the side there, it's a dial. It's got a pot. I don't know if you can hear that. I'll throw it to the microphone. Positive clicks between each of the numbers. You've got two colours. You've got white numbers and you've got blue numbers. The blue ones are the groups. The white ones are just regular individual channels. On the other side, you've got the 3.5 millimeter port, the sync port. You've got the off switch, TX, which is transmit, RX, which is receive. On the back, you've got the battery drawer. It takes AAA batteries. That clicks in quite nicely. Easy to change once it's on a stand. You've got lights on it. At the bottom, you've got metal hot shoe mount, very nice to see. 1/4 inch 20 tripod thread and a locking nut. Nothing on the front. On the top, you've got the test button, hot shoe mount, and it's an LED light. When you half press, it goes orange. When you full press, it goes green. These can also be used to trigger your camera shutter if you get the cable. It doesn't come with it, it's an extra. You get a cable, plug it in there, and then when you've got the transmitter, you can press the button and it'll fire the shutter for you. Very handy if you've not already got a wireless shutter release. So we'll just compare that now to the V4. As you can see, I've had these for a while. It's got Velcro so we could stick it to stuff. Sellotape holding the battery compartments on. So we'll look at the top. On the V4 you've got the power switch. It's just a simple toggle on and off. Always difficult to turn off once the flash was mounted on it. You've got the dip switches for the frequencies. Metal hot shoe for that. Test button there. Even though when the flash is on it, it's not as easy to get to it, but you don't need to press it once the flash is on because the power switch is on the side. Nothing on that side apart from the PC sync, which is on these V4s was always a bit dodgy. The actual cables didn't feel like they connected inside, didn't click in. Channel selector at the bottom. Battery compartments on the V4 was always dodgy. The tape is there to stop it falling off, because if it wasn't, you'd only have to touch it and it would fall off. Plastic hot shoe with the tripod mount inside. I prefer that one over that one, but the problem with that was it was plastic. You had the metal with the hot shoe in the middle, with the tripod mount in the middle, it'd be better. Metal hot shoe on the V5 with a locking nut. That didn't have any kind of locking nut, so we'd have a tendency you couldn't lock it down to slip off, particularly on the stands. Battery compartments on that, as I said before, simple push thing, that was a slider. One thing with these V4s is if you should happen to drop it or knock it, the metal clips inside that hold the batteries would easily bend and the batteries would come loose inside, making the trigger not work. Other bonus of the V5 is it's also the transmitter. V4s had the receiver and the transmitter, working on two different battery types. AAAs are pretty easy to find anywhere. CR2 in that one, very difficult to find. Order it online or go to a camera shop. So if you're out and about and that battery ran out, you'd be kind of stuck unless you had a spare. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is going to pop the batteries in, sync the unit, and then pop one of my flashes on top of it. So simply just take the drawer out. The drawer's got little pictures of batteries telling you which way the batteries go. Pop them in. Slide. No rattle. All done. Put this one onto transmit. I've already set this one up, so I've already got the batteries in it. Plus the stand. Put that one onto receive. Channel 16. Get one of my speed light lights. Quick thing about this speed light, I've got three of these 430 EXs. I've added a modification which gives me a sync cable, which means I can get the triggers actually off the flash if I need to get the light lower down in a modifier. Particularly the Westcott Apollo 28 inch softbox with these, they seem to sit quite high up, means the light is not hitting the centre of the softbox. So we'll just pick it up, lock it down, power it up. Sync and test. There you go. Works really well. Give it a quick test. Popping it off. I'll use the sync cable. Plug that in. Plug that in. So you can actually see the flash. I hope. Sync. Higher. Now these are manual only triggers. They do not pass any kind of ETTL or TTTL information whatsoever. It's just a simple command fire. So you have to have your light. This is on manual at the moment. You have to have your speed lights on manual. Work with any kind of speed light really. Pretty much works with any studio light as well. Frequency, radio frequency shouldn't really be a problem. You'd have to check whether it works, how well it works with your particular brand of speed light. One other thing that I have done as well is, because of that, I want to make these units last. I was in the local supermarket of all places and I found these little cases. These are, I think these are for compact cameras, little walkabout compact cameras, but ideal to take the transceivers, the little compartment there for extra batteries and cables. So I got four of them. They were quite cheap. Means they're going to survive much better in the camera bag than just being loose. That's a personal thing. You don't have to do that kind of thing. I've done it because I'm fussy like that. So I'll just disconnect these. Bring in the other two units with the lights on. Which arm did I put it on? Channel 16, receive. As you can see, I've done the modification on all my lights. Receive, channel 16, sync, fire. The groups, you could put these into groups. That's the blue numbers on the dial. You put the transmitter into group onto number one. And then like that one's on group 2, that one's on group 3, that one's on group 4. If that's in group 1, that will fire all of them. Or you can switch it to group 2, and you press that, only that one would fire. Same with that in group 3, same with that in group 4. So that's a handy feature if you've got multiple lights in different groups, and you want, on some pictures you want them to fire, and some pictures you don't. You can just quickly, that's another bonus of the positive quick. You can just go, you know it's on group 1, one click up, you know it's on group 2. So I've been Mark, thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe to Rick's channel. You can also catch me at newtophoto.com or newtophoto on YouTube. We've got other great videos there. Thanks for watching.